Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Daly.
Rapplecast is hysterical. I'm glad it belongs to America. Yeah.
Sorry, John Daly.
Yeah. All right. How's it going, everybody? This is John. Thanks for tuning in to the Rafflecast. Here we are in the studio with Brett Morris, and I'm so happy. You know, the response to the first episode was viral. People were really, really retweeting. It's the most popular podcast, Rolling Stone. It's the most popular podcast, Spin Magazine. It's the most popular podcast, Vulture Magazine. What I want to introduce right now is the next part of this podcast, and let's no further ado here. This was huge for me. Jimmy Page, The Edge, and Jack White do their podcast on the Rafflecast, and it's called It Will Probably Get Loud. They're so passionate about It Might Get Loud, the guitar documentary, that Jack White, Jimmy Page, and, you know, The Edge got together and just said, we got to record this. And so I've been recording them. It's been really fun. And we do it over my friend Cyrus Garamani's place. He produces it. He's the best. And we just rock out. Brian Husky. So, with that, here you go.
Hello, everyone. This is Jimmy Page.
Hey, guys, this is me, Jack White. And I'm the Edge. Hold on, let me press this button. I'm the Edge. Wait, I gotta get more amplifiers in here. I'm the Edge.
Come on, Edge.
No, hold on, let me.
Come on, put your machines.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, that's enough.
All right,
Edge.
That's the Edge. Turn off your machines, Edge.
Thanks, Edge.
So, hey.
Welcome to
It's Probably Gonna Get Loud, the podcast of It's Might Get Loud, the movie.
It Might Get Loud, the movie, which we all appeared in together.
We're continuing it with this podcast because we don't really like, you know, putting makeup on.
No.
And things.
And we felt that the discussion needed to continue.
Yes, absolutely. Like
some of the more esoteric elements of the witchcraft that we create with our guitars.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't feel like it was captured completely in the film.
No, like when I'm really talking my Telecaster, you know, or my Strat,
yeah, or
you
know, your
on stage,
your
you know,
Gibson, yeah,
or my Gibson, or my Sears, or my Sears, or my Les Paul,
yeah,
you know, when I'm really rocking out there, and I'm in Led Zeppelin, so I know how to rock,
yeah.
Right? I kick ass, and I don't, you know, like I need to communicate some of the more hard to reach areas of my brain that get blown. Like I feel like I've kind of described how, and you, Jack, you know, you blow minds.
I know I do, and it's not so much that I set out to blow minds. It's more that when the muse comes and grabs you by the lapels and throws you to the ground and presents you with the phallus that she has. I mean, come on, that is what the blues is.
Yeah, that's right? What the blues is. That's what Robert Johnson was saying. That's what Django.
That's what Lemon Lips Assassin said.
Yep, yeah, that's what Old House Ghost Town used to say.
That's what Hound Face Dog Chicken said.
Yeah, Half Face Dog Chicken is a big influence of Led Zeppelin.
And I don't know, we were talking about this just before rolling, White Negro. Do you remember him?
Oh, I remember White Negro. And if you remember this song, remember this Led Zeppelin song? Here we go. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
yeah I do.
Was, yeah, that's called Bakersfield Blues.
Yeah, I remember that. That was...
But that's based on, I was going to say, Racist Negro. That's based on a Racist Negro song from 1902.
No, wait, hold on a second. Racist Negro or White Negro? Because
wait, White Negro?
Yeah, I was talking about White Negro.
I was talking about Racist Negro.
Yeah, this, check out this White Negro lick. Do you remember this one?
Yeah, play it.
See?
No, so you do the B flat.
Yeah. Like, it goes modal yeah. and then it descends.
You do the tone and then yeah. you leave it.
But you take out yeah. you take and out the treble.
You leave everyone wanting more with your spatial density.
And you
finder.
Know what? The common thread between Racist Negro and White Negro
yes.
was that neither one of them played on a guitar.
Yes, that's right. They would go yeah. and stand on a fence and scream their songs out yeah. to the neighbors.
They would just scream out the sound. So it was like, John the Dodger, God the Dodger,
God the Dodger. Yes.
Yeah.
Much like how Robert Plant and I, when we formed Led Zeppelin, we would we would play at the tea shops for syrup and gravy. You know, we would yeah. just play at the, we'd go over to the tinsel tea shop and just like ask for syrup and gravy.
Well,
and
that's what, when starting out in Detroit, that's so I would do. I would take my guitar and I would go into any establishment I could find, set up, and just play for whoever it was. Sometimes it was a funeral home. Sometimes.
And then, Jack, so what kind of riff would you play? If you were playing in a funeral home, like, what kind of riff would you play? What okay. kind of song would you
well,
do?
Well, it depended on how what the age of the person was, but generally I'd just come in there and say, hey, I'm sorry they passed. Here it comes. Yeah, right
cool,
there.
Cool,
yeah,
cool,
you know
yeah.
what? And that sort of lets, you know, it yeah. lets the muse know, okay, this one's ready to go.
Yeah,
send
definitely.
Send them on up to heaven.
Yeah, oh, good, yeah. Put them in a box. Put them in a pine box. Send them up to heaven.
You guys...
Led Zeppelin.
Let me ask you guys this.
Yes.
Yeah, let me ask... Well, actually, let me go way back.
Yes.
Before Zeppelin.
Okay, pre-Wikipedia.
We're talking knobs.
Yes, okay. Knobs, yes.
Yardbirds. Post-Yardbirds.
Led Zeppelin was known
right
as the knobs.
Right to knobs. Now, were you guys doing the tea shop kind of thing then? Or was
well,
it more...
The knobs, with the Yardbirds, you know, me okay. and Clapton, like, we just vibe so
slow
great.
Slow hand?
Slow hand.
Slow hand?
Slow hand, yeah,
slow
yeah.
Hand,
he
yeah.
wasn't slow hand then, you know? his name back then was Eric Clapton.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
called,
yeah.
That's what we all called him.
Yeah.
And we formed a band. We were called the Yardbirds, and he went on to form a shit band called Cream.
Cream.
Garbage.
More like jizz.
Yeah.
Right?
More like jizz shit.
Just more jizz shit. I get a three piece to me. It's either a two piece.
Yes.
A four piece.
Yes.
Led or Zeppelin. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire, like an 11 piece.
But where Led Zeppelin was a three piece. I don't, it's John Paul Jones.
Well, you had a singer.
John Bonham.
That's a
Jimmy
four.
Page.
That's a four headed Hydra.
With John Paul Jones. Oh, we yeah. I'm sorry, Led Zeppelin, I've always thought of us. I never really considered one of the members.
I
think we're a trio. Led Zeppelin's really a power trio.
Well, you guys started off as an all-instrumental. Like, you were doing...
Yes.
Here's
we were doing, like...
This is a story I heard, that you guys were doing soundtracks
yes.
for... who's that guy? The film director,
Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, the famous Hitch.
And you guys were brought in by the studios to
yes.
sort of lay down like an alternative kind of
yes.
option.
And they were all trash. You know, me and Bonzo and Johnny and Robbie. You know, pre Physical Graffiti, post Led Zeppelin 3-4. We were in the studio
yeah.
in Paramount, and
yeah.
they said, you know, Hitch needs some jams.
Yeah.
Hitch needs some jams
yeah.
for Psycho, this
right.
new crazy jam for this movie Psycho, which was coming out again in 1977 when Led Zeppelin was together.
Right.
So I offered this. This is what I played Alfred Hitchcock.
So this is the seminal Psycho.
This is the Psycho, but this was trashed, but check out how cool this is.
Okay.
I mean,
that is
cool?
great.
That Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
And then Robert would come in and go, "Ha, Chance, I think I'm going to make it back, make it stay."
Yeah.
And then I'd, yeah.
But so that was originally, that's lifted from a Psycho soundtrack that was never released.
Never recorded. And then we were like, what can this be? What can this be?
That's,
and then it turns out it was perfectly Black Dog.
That is really, hey, I just want to stop for a second. I know we're really rolling here, but I just want to say it is a real honor. It is a real honor to be sitting here and talking with you.
Hey, it's a real honor to be talking. No, you know, I don't do that. You know,
no, I know.
Hero
I know.
Bullshit.
No, I'm not into awards or acknowledgement or any of that stuff. I mean, the fact that I'm number 70 on the 100 greatest guitarists Rolling Stones list.
Well,
of all
number 70?
70.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
really
you
cool
so much.
For you. That's
Thank
good.
Thank you so much. I was really excited about that.
That's good, yeah.
But it doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. Let me look up my number. Let me see where I am in that. Well, not that I ever care a lot.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I was like, I don't care if I'm number nothing, but, you know, that's pretty. So what is yours?
Yeah, mine is like, hold on, I'm putting it up here.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Oh, three. I'm number three.
What was the number?
Three. I'm number three on that list.
Hold on, are you seeing a zero after it, or is it?
No, it's not 30. I'm Jimmy. You know, I'm Jimmy Page. So.
Yeah.
So it's like,
wait,
it's like,
hold
you know, it's,
scroll down, scroll down.
It's Hendrix. It's Hendrix, and then Clapton, which is a travesty,
right.
And then me.
Okay, but mine. If you go down to 70, okay,
yeah.
Hold on.
Well,
a second.
Here's 70. You have to go. It'll take like 5 minutes to
wait,
get
hold
back
on,
to
hold
70.
On.
You have to flip through a lot of pages.
Fucking Knopfler is ahead of me.
You know, Knopfler's a great guy.
No!
I think he's more on the list because he's cool, you know.
I don't think
everyone
he wears a headband.
Mark. No, everyone
no
loves
he wears
Mark.
A headband.
No, but the headband
man.
A thing
a
and
sweat
Mark's cool.
Head.
No.
Fuck,
I mean, he sucks.
Man.
I mean,
yeah,
he sucks. You're good, Jack.
I'm, well, again.
Talk about,
like
you
we said,
influence me more than anyone.
Well, I know more about the blues than you do.
Yeah, you actually.
No disrespect.
You taught me a lot about the original blues because I, you know, I loved Bannister Headway.
Yeah.
And I love Sharpie McMurphy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And of course, Robert Coltrane and John
Robert Coltrane,
John
Charles
Collins,
Mingus,
of
Art
course.
Blakely, all these great guitarists.
And Monk Ively.
Yeah, Monk
Ively was in central London, 1937. Yeah. I had just been born. I grew up 19 years later. I'm 19. I walk into a bar, central London. He's there with Cowberg McGillicuddy.
Cowberg?
And he's just shocking the audience with a really good guitar, and it kind of influenced a Led Zeppelin song. I think you might recognize this. This song really influenced this song. Check out this Led Zeppelin song
here. Let me listen to it. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I want to know what it needs to be a man. Yeah, so it was good. Because he only had one string, and he only had one finger.
Well, I want to go back to that point. That's all you need.
Yep.
When Meg and I started out, you know, she had...
I love Meg.
Yeah, I used to...
Say hi. Big hug.
I will. I definitely will. I'm still good with her.
Good.
You know, we were married...
And then you were sister brother, right?
We did the sister brother thing. We had that legally recognized.
Cool. Now, was sex hotter when you were sister and brother or when you were married?
It was definitely hotter. It was definitely kind of like a world according to Garp, kind of John Irving weird.
Wow.
That kind of like, this is wrong, but there's something comical about
like
it.
Like even heterosexual sex is gay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, again, like in my guitar work, you know, if I bust out a riff like this one, you know. That's
cool song, man. I love
that's about
lives.
That's about the idea of putting your penis into your sister.
Yeah,
put it inside of her.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be there.
No,
she is your sister,
so it's dirty.
Put it inside. Yeah,
it's a dirty feeling.
Yeah, dirty. But it's the dirt. I mean, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
It's
we were talking about this off podcast.
No, yeah, this was one of our private conversations.
Dinner. This was at dinner, yes.
Oh. Was it at that? It was at that chicken shack I took you
to.
The
chicken shack. That was so good.
Yeah.
You know, I love LA and Nashville where we live.
Yeah.
And London too.
I do. love Canada.
It's great. I love Canada too.
We should go. We should do a tour to Canada.
We should.
I would love that.
Let me call Bonzo's ghost. Okay. Oh, wait, Led Zeppelin will never be the same. I mean, yeah, when we tour with Jason Bonham, it's kind of a joke. We're throwing him a bone because he's the son of our friend.
He probably feels bad about his dad dying.
But, like, you know, like, Bonzo made songs like this. Like, remember this Led Zeppelin treat?
Yeah, let me listen to it. Yes.
Baker Street.
Dug a dot of the downtown kind. Okay, let me play that. Let me let you know how I would take that one. Let me see. Yeah. Give my flavor on it.
Using the flangelemo.
Yeah. I'm taking my flangelemo. I'm pulling it all the way down to where the levels don't even register anymore.
Wow.
And you get this.
Cool, man. Wow. I like that E flat flange.
Well, what that is, and I'm taking out the D, I'm taking out the E.
I see. So yeah, you use your middle finger for
there's
all
no, there, Yeah, there's no note. You can't hear the note I'm playing. Yeah.
Well, you know, the blues, I mean, let's face it, it's dead. It'll never be alive. It's not an influence anymore.
No, it has no relevance.
Put it in the past.
It has no relevance.
Yes, and I was never relevance. You know, they say Led Zeppelin was like sped up blues. No, it was fucking Led Zeppelin. Like, yeah, fucking rule.
It was,
you know?
Led Zeppelin. There's no other.
Ass.
There's no category except
you guys
for
White Stripes, right?
Well,
you're great too. Come on, man.
That's the
high
thing.
High five.
I'm kind of. I don't high five. I'm sorry, man. It's cool.
Oh yeah, you're a touch freak. I forgot.
Yeah, it's just I can't be. The only person I like to do is Meg, who's
Meg,
my sister.
Say hi, big hug.
I will definitely say hi.
I love Meg. You know,
she's
her tits
great.
Are so huge.
She is great.
Yeah, I was talking to Sting, you know, who's a good friend, casual friend, very good friend, very cool guy.
Yeah, he plays the lute.
He what?
He plays a lute.
He does play the lute. We were actually playing lutes. And if you play this on a lute, if you play this. And you know that song, right? The Demon's Awakening, right? The Demon's Awakening, right? So, like,
that's the original title of it, right?
Yeah, that's originally a lute song.
Yeah. Well, I thought that when I heard it, but then your interpretation of it on a 6-string guitar as opposed to a 45-string lute was, and again, we were talking about this off the air, was amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Sting let me have sex with one of his daughters. You know, because he knows I love underage girls.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's part of my whole thing.
Well, that's what gets you to, and we were talking about this off the air, to get in touch with your mojo. Right?
Yes, my mojo.
And it is about the mojo.
Yes, you know, that's what the whole movie Austin Powers is about. Him getting his fucking mojo back.
And everybody thought that was a comedy, and it was not. I mean,
no.
This, you want to hear mojo? You want to hear mojo? This is, okay, I'm going to give you a treat. If I can, and it, you know,
nice.
This means a lot for any feedback you can give me.
No. Oh, feedback, pun not intended.
guitar pun.
No, oh, wow, you're putting your thumb on the E flat.
Yeah, I got my E flat there. And then what's going to happen? This is the opening track for my as of yet undecided, possibly not going to be released album.
Nice.
Okay.
Cool.
So
this is once in a lifetime, guys. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in, loudies.
Yeah. Here we go.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Meg White.
Yeah.
She's tight.
Nice.
Put it in my sister's flight.
Very cool. Cool, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we're gonna call it a night here. This has been It Will Probably Get Loud. I am Jimmy Page.
And I'm Jack White. And I'm the Edge.
Shut up, Edge, you
Shut
fucking
up, Edge.
Idiot.
Check right. us out next time. I think we're going to be talking about a whole episode about guitar straps.
Yeah. What guitar strap do you use? Send us an email.
Yeah, or post it on Twitter with it will probably get loud / guitar strap. And we'll check it out. Yeah. Send us pics. Definitely send us pics.
Definitely send us your pics on your pics. And if you got a record tape or demo, send a demo. And we might play it.
Yeah, and quick note, if you're 14 years of or younger and a girl, send a pic to Jimmy. He'd love to see it.
Yeah, send a pic in whatever state of undress you want. Yep. Thank you so much. I'm Jimmy Page.
I'm Jack White, and I still love you, Meg.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.